From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A crowd has gathered outside the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles after news that Michael Jackson is dead. The singer was 50 years old. NPR's Carrie Kahn is following this story. And Carrie, tell us the latest.
He was rushed to the UCLA Medical Center about 12:30 this afternoon Pacific time. There was a 911 call from his home in nearby the Westwood facility. He was rushed right to the hospital, and then we began to hear reports that he was in a coma, and then multiple sources reported that he had died.
He you've told me, had been recently examined by a physician.
That's what the production company that was going to be putting on his 50-show tour in London. He was just signed up for that. This would be his first concert tour in 12 years. And they said that they had given him a 4.5-hour examination and that he was in perfect health.
And yet the reports say that Michael Jackson, at age 50, succumbed to a sudden cardiac arrest this afternoon at his home. Carrie Kahn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One of Michael Jackson's most significant mentors was music producer Quincy Jones. Jones produced Jackson's blockbuster albums Thriller, Off the Wall, and Bad. Our co-host Michelle Norris talked to Quincy Jones last year about working with Michael Jackson.
It's been 25 years since the release of Thriller, which was the culmination of a successful partnership between you and Michael Jackson. When you met him, you saw something in him that people thought that he was already at the peak of his career. But you said, no, I can take him to
A lot of people said that. You're right. They said that's as big as he can get.
What did you see?
I saw a depth, though, while watching him when we did The Wiz. And Michael said, could you find me? I'm getting ready to do a solo album. Could you help me find a producer? His eyes were so innocent, and I'd been watching him. He knew everybody's dialogue. He knew everybody's songs. He knew everybody's steps. I'd never seen somebody that could just absorb so much so quickly and so involved. And so I saw another side of him, and I said, I'd like to take a shot on your album.
You've had an almost symbiotic relationship with Michael Jackson, a very personal relationship.
Yeah, it's as close as it gets, you know.
It's difficult for me to ask you this, but Michael Jackson's life has become the fodder for tabloid fare on so many occasions. Has that been tough for you to watch?
Very. You know, the prerequisite for preparing yourself for success, especially a success that big, which is probably the biggest success that ever occurred in music ever in history, it is scary. And it hit me about a year or so, year and a half after we put the record out. And I remember People magazine did a cover without even an interview on Michael. The next week they did another cover on Michael. The third week they did another cover on Michael and dedicated the whole magazine to him. At that time, the album started to sell like 1.5 million a week. You know, it was just out of control. And that scared me a little bit because then you can see how far it's going, you know, and then you worry that everybody can keep their feet on the ground.
You know, it must be tough, though, as a producer, because if you do your job really well and lift someone to the highest heights of success, you're taking them to a place where the air can be really thin.
It is thin. It's very thin. And because two or three things happen. You think, you deserve the success, which is a little off, and or you think you don't deserve it, and you're fooling everybody.
Our co-host Michelle Norris speaking last year with music producer Quincy Jones about legendary singer Michael Jackson. Once again, the news that Michael Jackson died today after he was found not breathing at his home in Los Angeles. He was 50 years old.